with Bad Mormons.
We're still in the tiki bar.
Yeah, tiki bar.
We're still drinking.
Well, this is part two of the last episode. Hopefully you heard.
This is our parable, if you will. So to catch you up, we are hanging out with a good friend from, I keep wanting to say from elementary school. We didn't go to elementary school together, but he was our neighbor. He was my neighbor when we were like children.
Yes.
Super awesome.
Your oldest friend.
He's literally my oldest fucking friend.
How about that?
And if this is your first time listening to our podcast, we have a podcast where we get drunk and tell you stories about stupid shit we did while we were drunk.
Yes.
Or on drugs.
And happen to be Mormon.
Slightly Mormon. Baptized Mormon.
Well, two out of three of us are Mormon.
So. Fair. Mormon by proxy? No.
I was excommunicated when I was born.
So right.
I was never a part of it.
So we're still...
Always a fan of the church.
No. Are you? No, but why?
I don't believe it.
I mean, you guys are hilarious. You have so much fun. Always a fan.
Cheers. We're still drinking rum at the tiki bar.
Cheers.
Delightful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Smooth.
Quick shout out to our patrons.
Thanks patrons. You're
so
rad.
Much.
I repent for nothing. I'm rad. And no Mormon Corner this week. We're going straight to stories.
Straight to stories because we kind of gypped you last week. Oh, I think you're not supposed to say gypped. I just learned that.
Oh.
It's, I guess, derogatory towards gypsies.
Oh,
I just learned that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. We kind of fucked you in the ass last week by not giving.
Also, did the word "gyp" come from gypsies?
I think
or
so. Yeah, I think it's GYP. I learned that from Brene Brown's podcast.
I'll have to look into
that. Good to know. Mm-hmm. Also, this may or may not be a parable. It depends on when we release it. So you're getting a mini episode,
little tiny baby one, because you know what happens when we get too drunk.
It just starts getting unintelligible.
Nothing is good. So this will be episode 109. We're going to skip right over cool shit. We're going to skip right over Mormon Corner. We're pretty sure
something no
terrible
one wants
is happening. And
this motherfucker
Twitter.
Was going to happen all on its own.
Everything is fantastic. Right? There's nothing to complain about. We are all happy because we're in the tiki bar.
Yeah. So love.
This is why you live in a tiki bar, because you keep all that bullshit outside.
I like it.
Yes.
Wonderful. All right. So let's, we've got some stories for you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Take it away.
So I have a story to tell. It involves one of your sisters, Tiffany.
That asshole.
Yes, that asshole.
1.5 stars.
What?
Yeah. I'll give her 2 stars. She's okay. She had her moments. But anyways, so I remember a time when she used to go back and forth from Logan and to California. She would live here for the summer and then she would go back and forth. I'm trying to think of the time period where this might have been. I think I was probably 17 or so when this occurred. I think she called me saying, "Hey, I'm going to come back to California." I think it was her birthday. "Can you give me some acid?" Oh. And I did my drugs, but I was never buying drugs. I was, for some reason, I was lucky and people gave me drugs.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
so
nice.
Yeah, so I didn't know a guy or, you know, a drug dealer or anything like that. So, yeah, I wanted to, you know, impress Tiffany. So, I said, yeah, sure. I can buy some acid.
I'll talk to my guy.
I can talk to my guy. I don't think I told her that. I'm like, yeah, I can get you some acid or something like that. So I talked to some of my friends that they were the ones that bought me acid and stuff like that. And they were the ones that bought, they knew the drug dealers and stuff like that. So I talked to my friends and they said, yeah, we know somebody who can, you know, hook you up with the acid. So I'm like, cool. Again, I'm 17 years old and I'm totally fucking naive and didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Can I buy some drugs, sir? So they took me to a house. It was near my high school at the time. If my high school was within walking distance, I walked to my high school. So this was maybe a mile from my house. I can't remember. I can barely remember who I was with. But anyways, they were with me at the time, and they were the ones that introduced me to the drug dealer. And I distinctly remember the drug dealer saying, "Do you know my name?" I said, "No." He's like, "Good." mean, this is like straight out of a fucking movie or like something like that. Of attraction. Yeah. Right. I mean, I was probably shaking at the time. I had my cash. I'm like, two drugs, sir, or something like that. But,
two drugs.
But they introduced me to this guy. He was literally sitting on like the steps of his house. He asked me like, "Do you know my name?" And he said, "No." And I'm like, "Good." And then he asked me what I wanted, and I said, "Can I have 4 pieces of acid?" "Can I have 4 things of acid?" I mean, I was, you know, probably, crossing my voice is probably not that great. And he said, "Okay." And I think it was like $40 or something like that. I mean, it was probably cheap.
It was like $5 a hit, right?
That's, I think he charged me 10 because I was so rude. Stupid.
That guy's an asshole.
He probably knew that I would have bought whatever I wanted.
Right, it's like $75.
Well, I mean, this is 90. I mean, that's probably like $40 nowadays, to be fair. Right. So, I mean, he ripped me off, in fact. Got ripped off by a drug dealer. But anyways.
You're not alone.
Right. So anyways, the transaction happened. I'm like, okay, cool. I got my acid. I was a smoker at the time, so I put the little hits of acid in my cellophane within the cigarette pack.
Classic. That's yes. A classic spot.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to hide it. So I put it kind of just inside on the top. I should have put it on the bottom later on once you hear my tale. But I put it right on the top where, like, it was just, you know, it was almost sticking out because I didn't want to lose it because, you know, a hit of acid is a little tiny piece of paper.
Right.
Like
that. And it's $10.
It's $10 at the time. And I don't even know where I got that money at the time. But I walked to the guy's house, and then I was walking back to my house. And when you're walking to my house, there's this elementary school, and there's kind of an easier way to get through this elementary school. So I took the short path. I was with my friend.
Through the field?
Through the field of whatever school it was.
Not allowed to do that?
I'm not going to mention. Well, should we mention it?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Del Lago Elementary School, which was literally down the street from where we lived.
Right.
So anyway, so we're walking through the school. It's me, and I'm probably wearing, like, cut-off jeans, wearing a shirt that says, it's probably a Black Flag shirt or, you know, something that was probably offensive to everybody, seeing, you know.
Right.
This was pre-goth.
This is pretty goth. This is when I was in my punk rock stage. So mm-hmm. I was probably wearing a Crass shirt or a Dead Kennedys shirt.
Nice. Dead Kennedys. You know
yeah.
what?
And God yeah. We Trust with a dollar bill yep. sign or something like that. And my other friends are probably wearing something even more offensive because that's what we did at the time. I mean, there's no reason for us to be walking through this school.
So after hours, I guess.
After hours. Yeah. This is probably 5:00 in the evening time. There's nobody in this school. It's the school is closed, so.
Just a bunch of punks terrorizing elementary school.
We might have had some spray paint or something like that at the time. But anyway, so we're walking through the grassy area towards the quad area of this school. And I used to hang out at this school all the time, and the cops would literally drive their car through the area just to check up on anybody, just make sure there's nobody breaking into the school or
right.
anything like that. So
playing tetherball without a permit.
Playing, for God forbid, you know, playing basketball on the courts.
Get some butts up.
Yeah, it's like, you know. So anyways, we're walking through the grassy area, and then whoop, whoop, the fucking car drives right up to us, a cop car, and like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
With they came lights? Through the school?
Through the yeah, because we're like two kids. I mean, at that point, I think we were trespassing, so you're not supposed to be walking through the school. We always did, but you weren't supposed to.
Right.
I think if we were dressed as Mormons, we would have been alright. If we had the full dress
so
on.
No one ever bothered me.
If we had the full dress on, we would have been alright, but I had a Dick Indy shirt. Class, you know, we were just looking like we should not be there at the time. So anyways, they spot us, and the cop car literally drives through the field and stops right in front of us and say, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" And, you know, he does the cop bit. There's two of them. They say, "Well, you know, what are you doing here?" And I'm just saying, "I'm going to my house. It's right over there, sir." And I'm trying to be as polite as possible because I have 4 fucking hits of acid right. on me right now. So they start to interrogate us, and eventually they get to the point where they, "Okay, we're going to search you because we don't." They think that we're going to rob the school or do whatever.
You should go to the library.
Well, you know, we're not looking like the most, you know, clean cut of kids. So we're probably going to do something stupid, which we probably were. But you know. So they decide, they start to search us. and they searched me last. So they searched my two friends, and they say, okay, empty your pockets. And they pulled out cigarettes. We're 17 at the time. You know, we're not supposed to have cigarettes on us.
Right.
I'm like, oh, fucking hell. They're going to search my cigarettes, and I know exactly what is in my cigarette pack. So they get to me last, and then I'm fucking shaking because I have 4 hits of acid on me. And my
cigarettes.
Well, the cigarettes wasn't bothering me, but I mean, my entire life is flashing through my eyes because at that time,
I'm going to prison.
Yeah, I'm going to prison. I'm going to get raped and you know, all the worst things. But I mean, if you're a 17-year-old kid, like you don't want to get caught. And like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You also don't know what the repercussions actually are. You think they're way worse than they're.
Right.
This community service is actually going to be fine, but it's okay.
Exactly. Right. So, I mean, and I'm literally shaking, and the cops know it. They can smell it on me.
Right.
And they're like, as soon as they get to me, when they get to search me, and they're like, okay, what do you have? I'm like, and I'm like literally shaking.
I have cigarettes.
Yeah,
sir.
I'm like, I have fucking cigarettes, and I'm shaking, and the fucking acid is coming out of the fucking cigarette. That's how bad I was shaking. I mean, I didn't know it at the time, but you'll see. So I'm fucking shaking, and. Because they knew how nervous I was, and like I remember distinctly him saying to the other cop, okay, this guy's, there's something to do with this guy.
Yeah.
Because there's no way, like, anybody would be nervous to be searched by a cop, but I was extra fucking nervous because, you know, I'm fucking 17 years old and I have some bad stuff on me.
About to go to prison.
Exactly. So they tell me to empty my pockets, which I do. They, you know, eventually they find my cigarette pack. So he grabs my cigarettes and he starts looking at it. I mean, I think they were probably instinctively, as a cop, you have to look around to make sure.
Well, there's going to be some crack in there.
I mean,
there's
going to
be some heroin.
I don't know if they would
bad.
Be looking for acid. They're probably looking for coke or something
like that.
I mean, at the time, acid is so hard.
It's just a piece of fucking paper.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little fucking piece of paper. So anyways, they look at the, you know, the cigarette pack. Like, okay, it's just a cigarette pack. They fucking throw it onto the cop car's the hood of the car, which they've thrown all the cigarette packs. All my friends, they nabbed all their cigarette packs. They take mine and they fucking throw it. I see the acid flying out. And I'm like, oh, fucking shit. You've got to be fucking kidding me. But luckily, the cops, like, he just threw it without even looking because he's trying to be a badass because he's a cop. You know,
right.
Like, I'm gonna do this. But I see the acid flying out. I'm like, holy fucking shit. I'm going to be fucked because if he didn't see it, maybe the other cops saw it.
Right.
He didn't see it.
Yes.
So they continue to search me, and they damn near, like, I didn't get naked, but they knew that there was something going on with me. Eventually, they couldn't find anything. I mean, they might have...
The cavity search
or anything like that. They were thinking about it.
Right. They were thinking hard about it.
Yeah, exactly. But eventually, they were kind, and they let us go. They took our cigarettes, and I'm like, okay, fine. They could have, you know, got us for the cigarettes, but I think they're like, okay, just fuck off.
Too much paperwork.
Yeah, exactly. Too much paperwork. We're just stupid little 17-year-old kids. They're like, okay, piss off.
Also, maybe he took pity on you, like, this kid's so scared over cigarettes.
Exactly.
Right?
Or they got another call.
That might have been
the case.
That might have been the case. They probably thought that, okay, this guy's so, he's such a baby.
Right?
He's gonna be a crier.
Like, mom, I think I have my cigarettes in his baby.
If we take him to juvenile hall, he's gonna be crying. Just not today. So eventually they took pity on us. They let us go. They kept the cigarettes and like they peel away. And I just fucking bolt home. Like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then I'm like, wait. I saw the acid fucking fly out of there. It's like 6 o'clock now. I'm like, man, let's wait till the dark.
Right.
I want to, I got to impress Tiffany. I told her I was going to buy some fucking acid for her. So later on that
night, tell her I cried in
front of the cops. Exactly. So at like 8 o'clock at night, I go down there with a fucking flashlight.
Oh, Jesus.
Trying to find the acid. It took me like an hour. I found two of them. I think I found another pack of cigarettes and I put them on the bottom of the pack of cigarettes on the cellophane. Like, fuck you guys.
That's how you become a professional.
Exactly. I mean, if you guys find me, you guys are fucking dig around. So I went back there. Found the two little hits of acid. I'm like, awesome. I'm going to give it to Tiffany. She'll be, you know, I'll tell her a funny story about how she...
almost ruined your life.
Almost ruined my life. And all the stuff that I had to go through to get her this acid. And then I gave it to her. I think I told her the story. She's like, oh, thanks. And then she left. She did acid with like, her other friend.
She didn't even share it with
you? She didn't even share it with me.
What a bitch.
I think I bought four at the time because I was going to do it with her. And I was like, hey, I was going to, you know, hang out with her. But no, she did it with her other friend. And
she doesn't have any friends. I mean, sorry, Tiffany, but you
I think
know.
She, I think she had a friend down here because she went to school here for a little bit. I mean, it wasn't very long, but she was here. But she did go to school somewhere in here. But she had some friend that she did it with. But, like, the idea was that I was going to do it with her, and she took the two fucking hits of acid and
said, monster.
See
you're a fucking monster.
See ya,
so. Especially after all of that.
I think I remember telling her the story, and she's like, oh, that sucks.
That tracks, actually.
Thanks for the drugs.
Thanks for the drugs. But she's like, oh, thank you so much, and give me a good hug. Thanks, I have, and I think I bought the acid. I don't think she even paid me for it.
Bitch!
So I was out $40
for your dignity.
I probably peed my pants. And I didn't mean to do acid with her.
Tiffany, you owe Michael $40.
He takes Venmo.
I'm so pissed off. That's my Tiffany acid story.
I'm sorry, but I love it.
I've got a story that might make you feel better about that.
We know that keeping the food storage stocked can sometimes be a struggle, but boy howdy, did it just get a whole lot easier. Have we got a delicious and satisfying treat for you. Introducing Prophet Tyson Potted Meat Product. Prophet Tyson Potted Meat is a tasty treat your whole family will enjoy, and it's now packed with 30% more tripe per can. This spreadable, delectable meat product is the perfect addition to your food storage pantry, thanks to its pre-cooked state and extra long shelf life, which also makes it a great item for camping and military uses. Prophet Tyson Potted Meat comes in two tantalizing flavors. Country Pot, a down-home blend of pureed beef, pork, chicken, and that extra tripe. Or give City Pot a try, a spicy grind, a raccoon, feral cat, skunk, and animal shelter dumpster. For a heavenly treat, try Prophet Tyson Potted Meat.
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners can save 20% off your first purchase. Just use the promo code THEONEMIGHTYANDSTRONG at checkout. That's promo code THEONEMIGHTYANDSTRONG for 20% off your first purchase of Prophet Tyson's Potted Meat.
This is a story that we've wanted to tell, but it's like not a long enough story, so I think this might just be the perfect little fit into this little parable. But you know, you've met our friend Courtney.
I have met your friend Courtney.
Executive.
I think she was there at the Barter Festival. Ooh. I can't remember.
She doesn't seem like something that's she would not willingly her thing. Go along with.
I've met her somewhere
we
down
might have
the
dragged
line.
Her along, but
I've met her somewhere down the line. The name is familiar.
Yes. She's the executive genius creative director of our podcast.
Yes.
And we have this little story that we've had on deck, and we've tried to record it once or twice, and it's never made the cut. But I wish she was here so she could do the intro, but I'm going to try to do it justice in her honor. She was like, did I ever tell you that time I took Tiffany to Walmart on 3 hits of acid? And unfortunately, I wasn't there, and I don't have the details, but we were doing a lot of acid at the time when we were living in Bellingham. I think everybody was. I think it was just that time of,
right.
I don't know, the late 90s, early 2000s, whatever. And we were doing a ton of acid. And Courtney and Tiffany have the night off, and they decide they're going to take a bunch of acid together. And, you know, so they started to get high. And actually, I don't even think Courtney was high. I think it was just Tiffany was high. Tiffany,
like, I don't work
does.
Tomorrow.
If she did 3 hits, she needs a babysitter. So,
yeah. What she does, she just takes the acid herself and doesn't share it with her friends. Right. Give it to her.
She does that, doesn't she?
It's her MO. So Courtney's like, oh, I have something really fun planned for you. Like, we're going to do this. I mean, I'm going to make this trip the best trip you've ever had. It's going to be so amazing. You're not even going to be able to, like, understand it. So Tiffany's getting all hyped up. Courtney's hyping her up. Tiffany's starting to get high. Just as she's peaking, Courtney's like, okay, are you ready? We're going on an adventure. This is going to blow your fucking mind. Right? Takes her to fucking Walmart. Fluorescent lights.
Fucking nightmare.
White trash. Screaming kids.
The
you know.
Smell of, like, old Subway, McDonald's, yeah. As you walk in. It has that odor. Every Walmart has that odor. Just decayed Walmart.
Exactly.
Like, McDonald's and Subway. Yeah. And the greeter.
Of course.
Just the griminess everywhere. And it's really, this Walmart is kind of out towards, like, it's out on the end of the guide. So we're really getting out into logger trash country. Not everyone's trash out there, but there's a lot of people who are trash.
Listen, they're not listening to our podcast. It's fine.
That's true. But yeah, I can. I'm just.
But if they are, we still love you just the same.
It's only people in Jordan that are listening to the podcast at this point. Oh, that's America.
Yeah, so we really have to describe what the Walmart's about. It's where poor people go to shop.
That's where. If it's $4.99 at Target, it's $4.84 at Walmart. So that, you know, that 12 cents makes a big deal.
You know what? When you're pinching pennies, bro,
and it's where you definitely don't want to go if you're peeking on 3 hits of acid.
No.
Anyway, so Courtney did that, and I like to think now that she did that in your honor.
Revenge is always best served Walmart style.
Yeah.
She got what she deserved. I can't imagine being in Walmart with... I can't imagine being in Walmart sober.
Yeah.
But no. 3 hits of acid, that's a bit much.
I think I would go right into a bad trip.
You know, I've never done more than one hit of acid at a time. And
I've done 2. I think it was my limit was 2, and it wasn't a good idea.
No, I guess like
how many
drugs.
I think... 5.
79.
Like, how was that?
She was a drug dealer. She grew up a ton.
But how do you do, like, 29 in one sitting?
Yeah. But it's because,
that
so,
had been weak, though.
If you do it consecutively, like, consecutive days in a row, you have to take, like, it's exponential.
Double, right.
It's not just double, but it's exponential. So it's like the first day you take 1, then 2, then it's 4, then it's 8. So it's
but
like.
How many days?
How
does your body. Like, you don't eat when you're on acid.
Yeah, you don't eat.
You can't do anything. You can't drink. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, and you do actually sleep
sometimes
a little.
You do run, though. I used to run. Well, I used to do it at my friend's apartment. I would do the acid there, and then I would walk home, but I was like, I was running. How I didn't get caught, I have no idea.
Running from the cops.
I was probably like running like 3 miles.
You're like, I just feel like a jog.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why I stopped.
Yeah.
I was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
29, that's a lot.
Well, yeah. And like I said, you like do sleep a little once you get to that point. It doesn't affect you the same way as one hit of good acid does, you know.
Let me ask you a question. So if you've done that much acid, like... So when if I smoke pot,
mm-hmm.
I am on acid instantly.
Really?
Like, it's still in my system somehow. So like,
have you been drinking when you smoke that pot though?
No, even if probably. I mean, I'm always drinking. But
I literally was with our friend Dana, and we'd been drinking all night karaokeing as we tend to do, and I went back and smoked out of a bong, which is a horrible idea.
Yeah.
I don't smoke really. So the next thing I know, she tells me, like, yeah, Charlotte, you were crawling around on my ground going, when did I eat the mushrooms?
Right.
I don't remember eating mushrooms. It's just like, you smoked pot, Charlotte.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I know what mushrooms feels like, and this is mushrooms.
Right. See, if I smoke pot, like, I'm instantly on acid. I mean, I don't smoke pot anymore because I'm on acid.
Right.
Not that I want to. I mean, I'm an old man now. Don't do
right.
Drugs are bad, everybody.
We're spinning yarns around the fire.
Exactly. But I think the last time I did it was probably like a day. But every time I would smoke acid, I would be fucking hallucinating. And like,
you
everybody's like,
acid?
Like,
smoke pot.
No, if I smoked pot.
The rum is speaking.
I would be on acid. So that's why I never smoked pot. Because
I don't smoke pot.
Again, if you do the pot sober without the drinking, then you can actually just be high. Because I feel you on this.
Maybe that's it.
Because once you've been drinking and you do it, I'm the same way. I'm like, wah, wah, like, what the fuck?
Right.
And like, and it's not like, I remember smoking pot, and it wasn't anything like this.
Well,
so a combination of, it's like pharmaceutical pot now. It's not like the shake we used to smoke in high school.
That's true.
It's too much.
And actually, I think the last time I wasn't smoking it, like, somebody gave me a brownie and said, here, are you hungry?
Oh,
okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Edibles are the fucking worst.
Yeah, I think the last time actually I smoked anything was probably when I was like 20 or something.
Okay,
like
well, see, there you
but
go.
Then, but I've had a brownie when I was like 20, I mean, I'm 44. I was like 25, 26 the last time I had it, and I don't want to eat a brownie anymore.
Because the brownies make me cry.
Because I'm on acid, and I remember the last time I ate it, like, my friends went to this, like, all-night diner, and I had to stay in the car because, you know,
it's too bright.
I was, you know, the cloud was going to pee on me if I moved, so, like, I had to keep my hands over my head, and, like, everything was wrong. My head was going to fall off. I had to hold on to, you know. Every cliche acid thing was me the last time I had a brownie.
I was trying to think of when we were talking earlier about the bunk acid shit or whatever. I was like, all the times that I've bought drugs that weren't real. And the first one was that my friends all bought acid, yeah, and they were pills. And so they had rubbed together in this plastic bag, right? So they all took their pills and they all said they were high, but I questioned that because I'm not proud to say this. At 13, 14, I took all the powder out of that bag and I snorted it, thinking, oh my God. I had never done cocaine before.
At 13?
Yeah, I was, and again, never had done cocaine or anything like that.
You guys are interesting. Yeah, we're interesting.
But I was
family.
Just like, well, if I want it to, like, ecstasy, but they took all the pills,
well,
how else am I going to do it except for snort it?
Right.
Literally did nothing, which means I think the whole thing was bunk and they were just lying. But I also had bought acid off of people and it wasn't real. But tables turned because people had known that I had done acid. It was like, Charlotte, how do I get acid? I need the acid. Give me acid. I'm like, I'm not a drug dealer. I don't know what to fucking do. I can't help you. I don't even know where my friends got the drugs the last time. So I can't. And I said, no, no, no. And they would not listen to me. Charlotte, just get me the drugs. I'm like, fine. So I just got like construction paper, not even blotter paper. And I just cut it into things. I'm like, here you go, $5 a hit. Thanks, $30, bye. And I was like,
you're a bad person.
I got my money back from the last person who stole my money and gave me bunk acid, is the way I looked at it.
Ew.
I told them no 75 fucking times. Like, wow. Anyway, so those are my bunk acid
you're
stories. And I apologize. You know what? I will go ahead and apologize. Of course, they were dicks that were pressuring me to buy them drugs, but
I think,
you can repent.
I think you need to repent about what you did because that's not nice.
Bunk acid selling.
Yeah. Listen, again, I said no 75 times.
So, back then, I never paid for it. For some reason, I was just such a friendly guy that everybody always gave me the drugs. Here you go, have acid. Here's some speed. Here's some cocaine. Right. Go at it. Here's some I think I actually a few times I paid for ecstasy.
When you get it for free,
it's always better.
That's the fucking best.
That is the best.
Like this podcast. It's free. All you have to do really is go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review and a rating.
Or if you know what, if you feel like you're getting something for nothing, become a patron. $3 a month. Or, you know, as much as you want to give me. I mean us. All of us.
$10 a hit.
Right? $10 a hit.
Do you have any fascinating stories about the time that you got bunk acid or took 29 hits?
You can email us at fhebadmormons@gmail.com.
We're always looking for likes and subscribes on our YouTube channel.
Hey, you know what? Some merch? We sell it. It's official.
And of course, we're on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter.
Is Tumblr a real thing?
Pinterest, TikTok,
MySpace.
Is
there doing? Are we on Tinder?
Are you on Tinder?
We can be.